This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuka,
kia ora, good
PR
morning,
person,
guys.
And the wonderful Jeff here.
Hello, everybody. No conspiracy theories today, only the American ones, the Israeli ones, and the UK ones.
Okay, 666, the mark of the beast, digital IDs, technocratic deceit. Now we're finding at a top level that National is taking the doll away from 18 and 19-year-olds if the parents make over, how much
65K.
Is it, $5,000 a year. So Willie Jackson said it's shutting young people out of participating in the economy.
You know, there's
disempowering youth.
There's going to be some parents who they don't want to pay for their adult child, so what they're going to do is they're going to kick them out.
Yep.
And so you're just adding to the homeless population.
Yeah.
Crime rate will go up.
Yep, crime rate will go up.
Beating up on the beneficiaries instead of creating a future for them.
Well, yeah, those ones he's cut off the benefit already, Jack, are out there doing most of the shoplifting.
Now, I was with the Greenies on Saturday and we were looking at radicals, outsiders changing the world, and I put a zine, which is like a mini magazine together, and some of the ideas they came up with was quite astounding. How can young people help their community? One thing we can do is avoid referring to council elections as pointless bore fests. And also they've got, oops, all paedophiles. Check out these hundreds of pages of drawings where my friends and got pictures of people from around the world. They're so radical, these young people. And then they've got Sex with the Devil. The game was developed and published by Evil Boobs Cult. Goodness me, they come up with radical ideas, don't they, these young people. And also bring mass immigration to a halt. They talked about a patriotic white supremacist Australian policies. It was a protest over in Australia. And the last one I did find quite interesting, they've got here that AstroTurds, the Kiwi grifters' desire to be a Yank. Why does New Zealand write love to cosplay as Americans so much? You would think that maybe they would be interested in tailoring themselves to Kiwi-specific problems. And it's there that the problem arises. You know, seeing it through the lens of a young person at university, they are quite radical, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, so I like the way they think. Now, the Tea Party Maori Party has been accused of being a dictatorship by a younger Maori, I think his name was Papa Kapa King, who witnessed separatist views towards Pākehā. Well, they're going to have to work in together with Labor and the Greenies if they expect to get in next year.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, they do. I don't know. I have high hopes that Labor will get in next year, but they can't do it alone.
They need
Te Pāti Māori.
Yeah, they have to get back to workers' rights, the voice of the people, unions and everything else, and represent us and getting into the face of the
right-wingers. Not kicking young people off the benefit for no reason.
Now, I've noticed that Winston Peters is going for the party vote already, saying woke is too far left, the globalists are taking control,
but he's not going to get voted back in.
You don't think so?
No, not after what he did with Palestine.
Yeah, wow. This is the ultimate this week. Protester said, welcome to the real world, Mr. Peters, when he threw something through the window. Was it a rock? Someone said it was a crowbar.
A brick or something.
A brick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So New Zealanders are angry and wanting to express their frustrations. So they're going outside MPs' homes. But Chloe Swarbrick, bless her dear heart, she found out where he stayed, and working with a Palestinian protester, she organised this protest.
Outside his house.
Yeah, I didn't agree with the brick going through the window.
Didn't you start a protest outside the late Helen Clark's house?
Oh, yes. When I said that, how many males must a femi-fascist slay? And TV3 was there, and they said, are you the pastor of this rabble, Mr. Gillen? There's 60 police cars here. And what is a femi-fascist, Mr. Gillen? I said, is a man-hater. It was when all the laws were changing in family court and everything, and was more skewed towards women and this sort of thing. And the feminist movement was really getting underway. But coming back to this protest, because they want to ban protesting outside people's houses.
Don't do that.
No, we're allowed to express ourselves.
We should
ourselves.
Be allowed
this
to do that.
Freedom of choice. What do you think, Jeff?
The guilty wanting to sweep them under the mat is what it is.
Yeah. That's the one.
MPs seem to be irrelevant when they don't walk a mile in our shoes. And that's what the young person is saying.
Yeah.
That you get Winston Peters and these people that keep going on about, being against the woke thing and being against climate change. But are they there for us? They seem to be supporting the global elite.
Well, considering only 50% of the voting population actually voted, I think there's a 50% sway we've hit that where they don't trust government or how it works. And I think the call for resignations from those in our parliament at the moment is coming. And what they don't realise is that it's going to be public opinion what they won't be able to actually reapplied for their political positions on the grounds that they mandated that vaccine. And this is going internationally. All the people around the world are going to be advised that they acted outside of any law when they mandated that vaccine.
Now, with the vaccine, it's interesting you should bring that up. National MP Potaka was challenged by a Maori activist, Tikawiti, claiming Dr. Martin was at the UN discussing the vaccine. A graphene, a slow domestic bioweapon, was to harm, control and weaken, spraying us to death. Graphene, nanotechnology, repelling water and oxygen, 200 times more powerful than steel. The algorithm would teach us about them controlling our minds, sterilising our children. What if they did use graphene in that vaccine, and it sort of has deeper evil effects of mind control and this sort of thing?
I don't know.
Well, the main chemical constituent of what they're spraying in the chemtrails, Jack, is BA and AL.
Yeah.
And it spells out Baal. Shall we call that a coincidence that the Bible got it right?
Now, mega strike teachers and nurses, healthcare workers, 100,000 to be striking on the 23rd
of... Go teachers, go nurses. I'm
now,
excited.
One thing that I did bring out with John this morning was the fact that William of Orange ordained or started a new constitution.
Yeah.
And Sir Douglas addressed the conference Liberty, Equality, Community, Constitutional Rights and Conflict in August with his thoughts on the future of New Zealand constitution. I then said that the Senate could consist of 30 senators, not too many to be an expensive extra layer of politicians, but extra to do the job. More nods followed. So back in 1986, Helen Clark got rid of the upper house.
Yes.
Because William of Orange,
illegally,
you had the nobles at the top and then you had common people at the bottom, and they could seek redress for any breach of the Constitution in 1690. So why on earth did Helen Clark remove the upper house?
Because she's legally dumb. She's not a lawyer.
Yeah, but she called me a bush lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Helen Clark.
It takes one to know one, I guess, doesn't it?
But when it's obvious that if we had a Senate, we could have 30 senators, how many MPs have we got in this country? 120.
All yeah. cashing in on that cash cow.
That much. They're all cashing in on the cash cow with their homes and everything else. But the question is, are they really there for us? Have we got true jurisdiction according to the Westminster system? Do we honour the treaty? Do we honour self-government, who we really are? Do we honour the whakaputanga? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is why I wanted to start deputising people as sheriffs, sovereign citizens, common law, equity councillors. And I mean, I saw the police up at the library today, and I said, good morning, officers. And they said, good morning to me.
Yeah.
You know, because I go up there to get paper articles and this sort of thing. So
yeah.
I do feel good about the police because they need to be broadened at times, you know, when there's terror going on. But yeah. I don't agree with shooting people to kill, though.
You know, what they do. They haven't killed anyone since Tom Phillips. Yoo-hoo, way to go, NZ Police.
Now, the other
Saturday, Jack, there was a guy in Wellington who was... tried to steal a car and he had a machete. And the first report on the news was that he was pepper sprayed, he was tasered, and then the officer fired once and shot him in the shoulder. So we'll call that the Helen Clark initiative.
Yeah.
But the next, on the Sunday, the report on the thing was that he got bitten by a dog and there was a shot fired. So the poor guy got basically pepper sprayed, tasered, bitten by a dog and shot in the shoulder, but at least he's alive. So congratulations to New Zealand Police.
Well, don't be stealing people's cars with a machete.
Obviously, alcohol and whatever drugs he was on, that's the main problem here.
The point is raised, if we're disempowering the youth, if we're not listening to people are going to get increasingly more frustrated and more violent. And if they're going to shut down, making an outlawyer from protesting or in protesting outside MPs' homes, it's like we're all repressed. We're oppressed. We're sick of being slaves.
Yeah.
We are citizens.
Yeah.
We are sovereign citizens in New Zealand. Now, Judith Collins, Land and Sea Drones, Time of Defence. $12 billion to be spent on planes, advanced technology, and Cyrus Aerospace. So we are getting ready to take out drones in terms of our defence. You know, we're going to increase our defence.
But that's the new war front, Jack, is drones.
Yeah, but don't we need
longer men in boots?
The Kaitiaki Army to rise up in this country. Now, apparently in Manchester, Heaton Park, was it last week? Hebrew synagogue.
Yeah.
Jihad Ashama, he killed two Jews with anti-Semitic hatred because a bomb was on his body. And there was a protest the other day on Sunday by Friends of Israel.
Yeah.
So
what were they protesting?
Pro-Israel. But I needed to be there because I'm against the false Zionists, the ones who invest in the money and everything and partly involved in the genocide.
Yeah, we're gonna help the people
but
out in
I
too,
am
Jack.
Pro-Zion because I'm with spiritual Israel. I'm with the King of all kings because we're all co-kings, co-warriors. So I don't want to be identified with all that killing and everything, even though they say it's Hamas that's actually causing it. So
no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's the IDF.
Israel created Hamas. America paid for Hamas.
Yeah.
All those people that went to that free concert were mainly political dissidents and people opposing the Israeli government. And hello, they all got shot and killed.
Yeah.
Shall we call that a coincidence?
Right. So, Jeff.
Right, this is food for thought now, people. From the Fringes, Free FM 89. It's the 8th of the 10th, 2025. And it's almost 11:15 a.m. We're broadcasting live from Hamilton, New Zealand. The problems facing humanity's future, some from our past. Police will also become a byword, just like Israel. 1 Kings 9:7. Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. An international entity has been investigating the NZ Police for crimes against the people in New Zealand and other South Pacific regions. The investigation also includes an incident 160 years ago in the South Waikato where a remote group of indigenous Maori were called to their church and a minister chained the doors and then set it on fire. and called up the British troops, who then murdered those on fire attempting to escape. And had not one 9-year-old boy escaped and one female aged 26 also not witnessed the event and hid in the bush, then I would not know of this event.
Mm.
P is for pure. Pseudoephedrine is the substance used in cold and flu medicines. Astronauts used it in space in the 70s. P was developed by the British Eugenics Department in 1888, looking for chemical substitutes for cocaine and opioid drugs. British soldiers used it first during World War One. The Germans all used it during World War Two.
Mm-hmm.
Americans during the Korean and Vietnam War. Now the Ukrainian and Israeli military personnel use it daily.
Wow.
Pseudo-cocaine, a.k.a. Molly, was developed by South American drug lords all trying to sell their cocaine in a pea-flooded market. Free advice for those using pea: give up, buy a joint and smoke it. Point of use, energy and water is the future for domestic housing, and anyone building a house at the moment, you'll need them. Primary industries are imperative initially for employment. The future of this country is in tourism, and for that to happen is by boycotting the warmongers. Boycott USA, UK, Israel, and again, sell, sell, sell all USA stock, bonds and certificates now. Dump them. This week's word for the new millennium, peace man. So will become the new law and order enforcement officer's nickname. The peace man and the peacemaker shall bring peace for all. Next week is the letter Q, quarantine, quarries and the Quran. Thank you, Jack.
I tell you what, I like the idea of the peaceman. But, you know, because that's the idea of the sheriff, like he's Kaitiaki Guardian.
Well, police is going to become a byword. There's a few changes coming to this country. They're all going to be notified.
But you brought up one good thing about the P. It's not a good thing, really, but they were using P in the First and Second World War to keep soldiers awake. Is that right? And it was used to replace cocaine?
Well, I was on it myself, Jack, when I was about 14 years old. It was in an Actifed. It's a hay fever pills.
Yeah.
We
need to get on a natural high of the Lord Jesus. I hate pee. We need to take it out.
And that's before
society.
They even started, you know, having
what
pee
you
on the markets. The kids in New Zealand with hay fever were all
what
on
do you
pee.
Think about David Seymour legalising pseudoephedrine again?
No.
Do we need
it? He's making it both sides. He's against drugs, but then... No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I believe we need rehabilitation, not incarceration.
I don't agree with David Seymour, just full stop.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the little spider monkey here.
Little spider monkey.
The one who blows smoke in an invisible
revival
mirror.
Glory, revival glory, revival glory, revival glory, revival glory, revival glory, revival glory. We seek your face, we seek your face, we hear your voice. We hear your voice, Lord Jesus. Now, at a women's and men's aglow meeting yesterday, we talked about claiming the airways and also the cosmic waves, you know, up there in outer space. You know how American Trump believes he owns the cosmic rays and what's going on in outer space. And
Don the donkey.
So we can control the airwaves, the water, the land, releasing revival glory. That means we take authority over principalities and powers as Christians. So we need to control the airways. What's going on in the air, like the atmosphere?
Yeah.
What's going on in different places? And they had that water scare this week at Rototuna.
What?
The water was supposed to have E. coli in it.
Oh, gross.
Something. Yeah,
I see
yeah.
you all might have got into
that can kill
tank
you,
or something.
Can't it?
Yeah.
Can, like, shut down your organs.
Yeah. But my point is we need fourth-level Daystar apostles to bring in the reign of Christ, to be caught up with the Lord Jesus, to acknowledge everyone as a priest, a headship believer, one of the fivefold ministries, and counterpart bride. Because a lot of the churches I go to, they keep people at a baby stage. Just what would Jesus do? A little bit of discipleship. And there's no existential, substantial feeling in the spirit of being an overcoming, overcomer, knowing the Lord Jesus, co-kings, co-warriors in the Lord Jesus Christ to take authority over principalities and powers and to move in the power and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible actually says, Isaiah 28 verse 5, the Lord of hosts shall be a crown of glory and a diadem on the heads of his people. Now that diadem consists of many jewels, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Benjamin Paul celestial man is the amethyst stone in the New Jerusalem. So I want to bring in the Omega Saint transition.
Okay.
I want saints to know that they can experience the coming of Christ within their hearts and know the Lord Jesus in a deep way. Now, I was also studying Howard Stern. He redefined free speech and broadcasting in America.
Mm.
He told sexual jokes, honest talks, candid conversations, arguments, and he talked about the butt bongo fest on farting. And he was fined millions by the federal communications offices. But then he changed the airways. He changed it by being totally honest and frank. He was called a shock jock, and he started serious conversations, pushing boundaries with open talk. And I felt, this is brilliant. This is what we do on our show. We push boundaries. We're a little bit extremist. Some people call us conspiracy realists. But people need to hear the truth.
They do.
They do. Do you like this format, don't you, Jeff, where you can express yourself?
The Spirit has brought us here, Jack. This is Zion. We're on the top of the mountain, mate.
Yeah. So we're against 18-year-olds having the doll removed from them because their parents are making...
It takes away their freedoms.
Yeah.
I mean, after 18, guardianship ends.
Yep.
And so parents shouldn't be expected to pay for an adult.
Yeah. That's right.
And, I mean, like, it's not as simple as trying to bully these kids into work.
Right.
Right? Because there's no jobs out there.
Ruth Richardson, who was the minister who started beating up on all the beneficiaries?
Paula Bennett.
Yeah, Paula Bennett. She was a poor person.
Yes.
And once she got empowered, she got the house, and then she started to attack.
Poor people.
The poor people.
Yeah.
That is a shocker. You don't do that. You elevate the status of all people.
Well, you represent
truth, justice, honesty, and equality.
The good thing is that, you know, we're having an election next year in October.
Yeah.
So only one more year of this hogwash and they'll be all gone probably.
But if the Tea Party, Maori Party don't get their act together, along with the Greens and the Labour Party...
Yeah.
And the most important thing is National works in with one another. Even though they've got false policy and they beat up on the poor and this sort of thing, they work in. And my word to the Maori Party, the Greenies and Labour, get your act together. Start working in. You might disagree a little bit, but the main policies of changing society, you have to get your act together.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
I actually have inside knowledge that the National Party doesn't actually like David Seymour, but they work with him anyway.
They work with him anyway, yeah. And I love the young people. I love their outrageousness. And when I put this zine together, Radicals, Outsiders, Changing the World. But when they said, oops, all are paedophiles, white supremacists opposed to immigration, astroturds, grifters desiring to be Yanks. They're basically saying that those in the beehive are desiring to be imitating the Yanks, but they're not representing New Zealanders. And also, it was wonderful bringing out about the Constitution when Helen Clark took the higher house out.
Yeah.
Which William of Orange ordained. And I am an Orange person, in fact. And Sir Douglas, addressing a conference on reflections on the Constitution, Liberty, Equality, Community, Constitutional Rights and Conflict, in August, with his thoughts on the future of New Zealand Constitution. He said that the Senate would consist of 30 senators. We'd have 30 governors who would be doing everything with less the cost in New Zealand. Not too many to be an expensive extra layer of politicians, but enough to do the job properly. More nods. So we do need a Senate like Australia.
Yeah.
We need to keep the government honest. They come out with new blatant ideas and they're suiting themselves, they're suiting the super rich, they're suiting the new world order, but they're not there for the people.
Yeah, well, you know the benefit thing with the kids?
Yeah.
No one was allowed to vote on it.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do like a referendum on it?
And also Donald J. Trump and his Nazara Gazara, blatant theft of King William III of Orange, British Crown, Battle of the Boyne, Bill of Rights, 1694, Bank of England Act. So Nazara was suppressed by the elites, the QAnon and New Age financial orders, fighting a corrupt financial system. Nazara was an economic reform idea of a longing for a fairer world, banking reform and gold-backed currency. Wouldn't that be the answer?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's great. Old Trump changed on the donkey is going to gold. That means he has to pay with gold now. And tell Elon Musk our aluminium in here in New Zealand's going to double in price this time next year.
And what would happen to our debt? We'd get rid of it. And it wouldn't be BlackRock wanting to come in and pay the $2 billion off. We need genuine currency, and that's what William of Orange was all about.
As we're getting near the end of the show, only about 3 minutes left to go, just on the 21st of February next year will be the last march and the last rally in New Zealand for those who support the UK, the USA and Israel. It's your opportunity. There's a big march, 21st of February in Auckland, K Road to Ponsonby Road.
Yep.
And it'll be the last of its type on this planet.
So what is the focus of the march?
It's just those who support their industrial military complex, who think what they did was right by giving Hamas weapons and giving them money. And now 130,000 Palestinians have been murdered as a result. So anyone who supports the USA, UK, Israel, 21st of February next year.
Make love, not war. Let's be peacemakers. Let's change society and be there for one another. And also, with the Mental Health Week this week,
Happy Mental Health Week.
How we need to get the power together and connect with people. Connection supercharges well-being, says John Kerwin. Simple ways to boost well-being. Mental health awareness this week. So how's your mental health?
Pretty good.
Breathe in the Lord Jesus. Out with the fear.
One last verse as we go. For Destiny's Church in Auckland, don't go to that 21st of February march, guys. Let the evildoer still do evil.
Destiny
Let the
Church.
Filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy.
But
amen.
I still believe he's an apostle. Why? Because he's got 800 groups. He's empowering men to change.
He's done great
and he's
things.
The only one who stood up with the Vision Party against what was going on with COVID. So he's promoting freedom, justice, equality. No, I like Tamaki. And
there are many people who are rallying to
anyone who wants to work in with me to transform society, to bring in the reign of Christ, I will actually work in with them.
Amen.
And so it was good to see the woman and men's aglow meeting. We talked about changing the airwaves and being co-kings, co-warriors, sea of glass, overcomers with the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you an overcomer in Christ, Jenny?
I think so.
Yeah. So get out there and vote. You've only got until Saturday. And the voting ends, and then we're going to know who's actually come in. You know, I've got my favourites in there. I like the socialists and people who want to empower people to change and work at transforming our society, the debt and so forth. And, and also the Greenies, you need to work in with the Maori Party and the Labour Party, and you need to start on your politics because Winston Peters is out there doing it now, and the poor man had someone throwing through his glass window. But the people want a right and the ability to protest outside people's houses. So
we want the ability to not have to feed our 18 and 19-year-olds.
Okay, from the fringes for another week. Thank you very much for listening. Let's be agents of law change and transform the society. Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Donkey, the end is near.
Have a great week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.